The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen ve'amen.
Daf Samech Dalet. Today's daf is being studied in Nishmat Marat Zekerati Yafa Batzara. ודון נשמת אברהם בן אסתר וחשבת נחם בגן עדן אמן תראה ישדה בן אסתר ופואה שמה משה במדינה ונתם בן שולמית אין לפן עליהם פת הנפש ופת הגוף ואתם קרבה לבא וכן ינוסו ונאמר אמן ובגן תראה ישדה פצמח ג' עמוד ב' We are starting from the words בשלמה It is the first word on the line right, like towards the middle there Let's just review We had two ברייטות That's basically the whole סוגיה today We had two ברייטות In the previous Gemara, and they were doreshing actually two pesukim in the Torah. One pesuk says, "Im yimatze haganav." That's talking about you gave something to your friend to watch, and it got stolen, and they found the ganav. So it says, "Shnayim yishalem." Im yimatze haganav. We have another pesuk. That's actually pesuk Shemot Chav Bet pesuk Vav. The next pesuk. As Pasuk Zayin says, Im lo yimatze haganav. So one Pasuk says, if you found the ganav, one Pasuk says, you didn't find the ganav. So we have two Braitot explaining these two Pasukim differently. One Braita says, both Pasukim are talking about a case of To'en Ta'anat Ganav, where a guy comes along, he was watching something, the guy came, where's my item? I don't know, it got stolen. Got stolen. Then all of a sudden he swears, right? He says, I swear that it got stolen. All of a sudden they find out he is the ganav. Mm-hmm. So the Torah says to pay twice. So whether the pasuk is im yimatzeh ganav, who was the ganav? He was. Mm-hmm. Or im lo yimatzeh ganav. You know why you didn't find the ganav? Because he's the ganav. So you have two pesukim that's talking about where the actual shomer himself stole the item and was to'en ta'anat ganav. The other writer said, no. Two pesukim. The pasuk that says im yimatzeh ganav is talking about a regular ganav. Regular guy stole something, he has to pay twice. And im lo yimatzeh ganav is talking about a shomer that was to'en ta'anat ganav. So one rabbi learns both pasukim, im yimatzeh ganav, im lo yimatzeh ganav, b'to'en ta'anat ganav. And one rabbi in the Braita learns, no, im yimatzeh ganav is a regular ganav, im lo yimatzeh ganav is to'en ta'anat ganav. That's basically the two Braitot. That we had above. Now the Gemara is going to start its analysis. Bishlama de mandamat. Had beganav v'had betorin tanat ganav. Hainu dichtivi trekarai. According to the opinion that says one pasuk is talking about ganav, the other pasuk is talking about torin tanat ganav. I understand why you need two pasukim. They just be two different dinim, which means it's two different halachot. Ela le mandamat tarvayu betorin tanat ganav. Trekarai lama li. But according to the opinion that says both. Im yimatzeh and im lo yimatzeh is talking about to'en ta'anat ganav. What do I need two pesukim to teach me the same din? Amre had le me'ute ta'anat avad. Had le me'ute ta'anat avad. To teach me what? That there's a case where a guy, let's say, is watching an object for somebody. And all of a sudden the guy comes, where's my object? He says, oh, I'm sorry, I got lost. So when you have to'en ta'anat avad, so the din is that he is not going to pay kefil. Okay, lemeute ta'anat avad. You only pay kefil when you're to'en ta'anat ganav. So for the second pasuk has to teach me the same thing. Only to'en ta'anat ganav, not to'en ta'anat avad. Comes Gemara and says, Uman da'amar had beganav, had beto'en ta'anat ganav. De lo miyatir lemeute ta'anat avad minale. According to the opinion that says that one is for ganav, one is for to'en ta'anat ganav, where there's no extra pesukim, where does he learn that to'en ta'anat avad? Doesn't have to pay kefil. Meganav haganav. From the extra hair. Of im yimatzeh haganav. So from the extra hair, he's doresh that what? Only to'en ta'anat ganav, but not to'en ta'anat אבד ולמד אמר תרוויו בתוען טענת גנב דמיעט לתוען טענת אבד גנב הגנב מה ידריש בה? Also, what is the other rabbi do with the hair? אמר לך מביעה ללך דרבי חיה בר אבא אמר רבי יוחנן ואמר רבי חיה בר אבא אמר רבי יוחנן הטוען טענת גנב בפקדון משלם תשומי כפר however טבח ומחר משלם תשומי ארבעה וחמישה you know when you learn some extra hair? And the deal of I'm watching an item, okay? What happens? I'm to'en ta'anat ganav. I say, oh, it got stolen. And then I slaughter it. Now the hadush is to'en ta'anat ganav. And then you slaughter it, you have to pay four or five like the regular. So the hair comes to include a case of not only to'en ta'anat ganav, you pay kefir, but to'en ta'anat ganav v'tavach. Or you sold it, you have to pay four or five. Umanda marhad beganav vahad betorin tanat ganav dehai ganav ha ganav afkelimut etanat avad. Rabbi Chaya bar Abba mina le. According to the other brayta that learned the hair is coming to exclude the deen of torin tanat avad. So what is he? How does he know the deen of tavach umachad that pays arba vachamisha betorin tanat ganav? Amadecha hekeshahu. It is a hekesh. ואין משיבים על ההקשה. What does it mean? הקש. I've two pesukim back to back to each other. One talks about גנב, one talks about טוען טענת גנב, according to that rabbi. אם ימצא הגנב, זה regular גנב. אם לא ימצא גנב, זה טוען טענת גנב. זה הקש, they're next to each other. Also, to teach me that what? The laws are the same. That just like a גנב, if he steals something and he slaughters it, he has to pay four or five, so too, טוען טענת גנב, if he slaughters it, after he's trying to ganav, he'll have to pay four or five. So he learns that deen of four or five, but trying to ganav from the hekesh. And then the Gemara throws in one more line: the end mishivin ala hekesh. Meaning you can't ask questions on hekesh, which means really it's not a fair analogy. Because I could say, you know why a regular ganav is when mahmir that when he steals it and slaughters it has to pay four or five because the ganav pays kefil without even swearing. Meaning I find the thief, boom, he's got to pay. Kefir, it doesn't have to swear, right? Masha'en ken a to'en ta'anat ganav only pays kefir if he swears. So I would have thought that maybe he doesn't have to pay four or five because the dinim of to'en ta'anat ganav are a little more lenient in the sense that he only pays it if he swore. Whereas ganav is more strict. Maybe ganav has a din of arba v'amisha, but maybe to'en ta'anat ganav doesn't. אין משיבים על ההקש. You don't ask questions on ההקש, since they're connected, גנב, אתה טוען טענת גנב, מה גנב? יש ארבעה וחמישה, אף טוען טענת גנב, יש דין אב, ארבעה וחמישה, that is the Gemara. Now the Gemara goes into another question, בשלמה למדה אמר, אחד בגנב ואחד בטוען טענת גנב, שפיר. Which means, according to the opinion, that says one פסוק is גנב, one פסוק is טוען טענת גנב, everything is good, why? Because I have two פסוקים which teach me two distinct חדושים. One, if a guy steals, and he gets scored, he pays kefil. Number two, if a guy's to'en ta'anat ganav, he claims that it was stolen, he's found to be the ganav, he pays kefil. Very good. And the man damar tarvayu b'to'en ta'anat ganav, ganav atzmo, minale. But according to the opinion that says, both are talking about to'en ta'anat ganav, how do you know the regular din of ganav? Stam, pasuk din, which we take for granted. How do you know that if a guy stole something, a guy scored, he pays kefil? If both pasukim are talking about to'en ta'anat ganav, how do you know the regular din of ganav? כמובן עושה זווחי, תאם עליתי בקו החומר, טוען טענת גנב. Oh, I'm making a קו החומר. If a guy is טוען טענת גנב, he claims that he stole it. Right? You're saying he has to pay כפל. So גנב עצמו, לא כל שכן. So comes the Gemara and says, דיו לבא מן הדין להיות כנידון. מה לעלם בשבועה, אף כאן בשבועה. Exactly. If you're going to learn from a קו החומר of טוען טענת גנב, so you can't learn it more than where you're learning it from. Dayo leba min adin liyot kinidon, which means if you're going to learn it from Torah and Tanah Ganav, he only pays kefil with a shivu'ah. So that's going to teach me that a ganav maybe only pays kefil with a shivu'ah. We know that's not true. We know that a ganav pays kefil without a shivu'ah. So then back to the question: how do you know that a ganav pays kefil? Nafkale b'detan Rabbi Chizkiyah. Now we're going to read the braita of Rabbi Chizkiyah. It's a long braita. It's going to explain to us the source of ganav. מן התורה. How do you know he pays kefil? דתנא דבי חזקיה. רבי חזקיה is quoting a pasuk. Let's get the pasuk clear. It's in chaf bet, pasuk gimal in ספר שמות. What does the pasuk say? I'll give you the whole pasuk. It says, אם המסה בידו הגנבה. Let's say you found the גנבה in his hands, מישור עד חמור עד שה Hayim Shenayim Yishalim. So Gemara is going to doresh this pasuk over here. Again, and the Gemara is going to say that this pasuk is talking about a regular ganav. Okay, let's read the pasuk now. Yomar Shor Vegeneva. Let the pasuk say one example, Shor, because it says Shor, Hamor, Se. What do you got all these examples for? Just say Shor and say the word Geneva. Im himase temase biyado hageneva. Geneva is the stolen item. Ve'akol bichlal. And I can learn everything from there. Now normally, we have a general rule. We have a klal, prat, klal. How does a klal, prat, klal work? Klal, prat, klal works that if it was only a klal and a prat, let's talk about that. If it was a klal and a prat, then en bichlal, en amashin beprat. Klal prat tells me the klal only includes what the prat is. But by adding another klal, what it does is it expands the klal to tell me not only the prat itself, but things that are similar to the prat. Good? So Gemara says, oh, what do you need this pasuk? Imim maseh, tem maseh, if you're going to find, biyadoa geneva mishor, ad hamor, ad se, just say two words, geneva and shor. And from there I'll learn all things that are similar to shor. Now, this is a little strange because you're giving me a klal prat klal rule without a klal prat klal. You tell me two words, say geneva and shor. That's klal prat. How is the Gemara thinking at this point? Say geneva, which is any geneva, say shor, which is a prat, and I'll learn all things that are similar. The Gemara is going to ask that question later. Right? But let's just take it for granted that the Gemara is saying, you only had to write one prat. You only had to write shor. And once you write shor, I can learn all things that are similar to shor. So let's read again. Yomar shor v'geneva. The word geneva is written first in the pasuk, then shor. V'akol bechlad. Ilukach, hayiti omer ma prat meforash karev legebe mizbeach, af kol karev legebe mizbeach. So I would say, shor is an item that has a property that's brought on the Mizbeah. So I would think only if you steal things that are brought on the Mizbeah. Ma yesh lecha lehavi. Oh, so what do you want to come and include? Ma yesh lecha lehavi. What do you want to add from the word geneva? Because shor tells me only things, shor is I'm brought on the Mizbeah. Geneva comes to include things that are similar to the prat, meaning sheep and things like that. What would the word geneva come to expand? Se. Kishu omer se, are se amur. But it says the word se in the pasuk. Ha ma ani mekayem geneva, lerabot kol davar. So therefore, I don't need geneva to come and include se, because se is written in the pasuk. Ela must be geneva is coming to include all items. It comes to the Yomar, shor, se, vegeneva. Put those three items in the pasuk. Geneva and shor and se. Veakol bechlal. And everything is included. What do you need? Hamor. These items have properties also that they're kadosh at birth. Just like shor and se are kadosh at birth, so too it's coming to include all things that are kadosh from birth. And what would geneva come and include? Hamor. Well, kishu omer hamor, are hamor amur. But it says hamor de pasuk beferush. Oh, amani mekayem geneva. So what does geneva must be to come and include? Not to come and include hamor, because hamor is written. The rabot called davar must be to come and include everything. Yomar shor v'hamor se v'geneva v'akol bechlal. What do you have to write? Hayim. Right, because it says shor, se, hamor. And then the next word in the pasuk is Hayim, which is animals that are alive. What do you need Hayim for? Ilukach, hayiti omer ma prat mefurash ba'le Hayim. I would say, just like Shor, Hamor, and say, what's the commonality between them? They are all living creatures. Af kol ba'le Hayim. Ma yesh lecha levi? So then what would Geneva come to include? Shar ba'le Hayim. Coming to include other ba'le Hayim. Kishu omer Hayim, ba'le Hayim amur. Ba'ani mekayim Geneva, lerabot kol davar. Very good. So basically, this braita over here of the Tanna de Hizkiya gave me what the pshat and the pasuk is: geneva, shor, hamor, se, chayim. Sure, I would have just said korbanot, and then hamor is kadosh bebechora, and then Shose is coming to teach me. Se is teaching me. Se is teaching me. One is korbanot on the mizbeach, and that's why it says se. Se is coming to say what? I know that already. So geneva, you must say geneva kubekla. You look at the mizbeach. No, it's kadosh bebechora. Correct. The varikos is bebechora. Se and shura kadosh bebechora. And geneva will be coming to include everything. So therefore, and what is shura and se coming to include hamor? What hamor amur? Oh, so must be that what? That Hamor is coming to teach me Kadosh Bechad, Skineva is coming to include everything. No, if it would have said that, I would say Baal Hayim. Those trees are all Baal Hayim. Oh, and what is Gineva coming to include? Hayim. But it says the word Hayim in the Pasuk. So therefore must be Gineva is coming to include everything. Now the Gemara is going to go back and analyze this. Derasha. Amar Mor. There we go. We're going back now to go slow to analyze the bright. Yomar Shor v'Gineva. Good. That was first, that was stage one. Let it say shor and geneva. Mi ketiv shor vegeneva, geneva veshor hu dichtiv. Oh, Gemara is asking a very strong question. It says yomar shor vegeneva. Now there's a difference between a klal and a prat klal. Let's go slow. Prat klal means the prat comes first, then the klal. When you write a prat klal, it comes to include everything. Prat, specific klal, it comes to include everything. When you write a klal prat, it comes to exclude everything except the prat. So the Gemara's first lashon was yomar. Read amar mor. Yomar shor v'geneva. Now shor v'geneva is a prat klal, but if you look at the pasuk, it doesn't write shor first. It writes im himmaseh timmaseh biyado hageneva ad shor. It's written Geneva and then Shor. So if anything, this is a klal prat, which is limited. How could you come along and say Yomar Shor v'Geneva as if you're working with a prat klal to be very inclusive? But that's not the order of the pasuk. The pasuk is actually the opposite. The pasuk is Geneva then Shor. If anything, it's a klal and a prat, which is limiting only to the prat. So what was the hav amin of this bright to say yomar geneva veshor, and I'll say everything is included? What are you talking about? First of all, it says geneva first and then shor. And if it says geneva shor, it's a klal prat. If it's only talking about shor, mi ketiv shor v'geneva, that it would be a klal prat geneva veshor udiktiv v'chi tema ilu ne'emar ka'amar. Maybe the bright's language maybe means like this. Had it said, which means, well, I'm giving you a hypothetical. Had the pasuk said this way, I could have learned everything. Which is why did the pasuk write it like it did? It could have written it shor and then geneva. It would have been a prat and a klal, and I would have included everything. Which, if the pasuk would have chosen this derech, it could have been it would have worked because it would have included everything. So Gemara says, ilu ne'emar shor v'geneva. ומי מצית אמרת מה פרט מפורש הבא שור פרט וגנבה כלל פרט וכלל נעשה כלל מוסיף על הפרט ותרבו להו כל מילה. Right, which means the next part of the blaita is, oh, if it would have said, hypothetically, that Gemara's one line, right? If the pasuk would have said shor and then geneva, so it would have been a prat klal, and I would have said, listen, lashon of the right there, and I would have said ma prat, just like the prat which is shor, is an item that's what was the language ma prat? Let me give you the language of the right there. Right, you must forget about v'akol bechlal, everything is included, and I would say what ma prat davar. Right, it's a movable item, and gufo mamon. I'm giving you the specifics of what the prat is. If I had the whole prat is that, I would say, ma shor, karev de gamem mizbeah. Ma, this is, but what are you talking about? If it's a klal If it's a prat and a klal, it's coming to good everything. You don't have to start giving me specifics. Ma ha prat, this and this. What do you mean? If you're learning it like you're telling me now, that it should have said shor and then geneva, finish. Everything's included. Because a prat klal comes to include everything, not only things that are like the specific. I mean, so then the brightest language doesn't make sense. Yomar shor v'geneva v'ani yomar ma'aprat. What do you mean? You don't have to start with that ma'aprat business. Once already you're learning shor and geneva, hakol beklal. You don't got to start with specific. So that could not have been the intent of the brayta that it was trying to work it out with a prat and a klal.
Ela kedichtiv ka'amre geneva v'shor.
Oh, really? Go back to the way it's written in the pasuk. So really it's a geneva is a klal, shor is a prat. Oh, that doesn't work either. Because if it's a klal prat, it's only including the prat. You would not be able to say a kol bechlal that it's coming to include everything. Oma prat meforash.
Havi le geneva klal. Vishor prat. Klal uprat en bechlal ela mashe beprat. Shor in midi aharina.
No. So basically we're trying to understand Rabbi Hizkiya. You know what you're talking about, but we don't know what you're talking about. You came along, you wrote me a pasuk, you tell me ime maseh tem maseh biyado geneva. Then you told me geneva, then mishor, atseh, ad hamor. So you told me yomar shor v'yomar geneva. What do you mean? Yomar shor v'yomar geneva. Doesn't say in the pasuk, it puts geneva first. Oh, that's what you meant. Yomar geneva, v'yomar shor. Hold it. If you're learning like that, you're stuck. Then all you have is shor. You're not going to learn anything else. So what exactly was his derasha? Because he was trying to say, all you got to do is write geneva and shor, and you're over. You don't got to write anything else. Not so. If you're writing geneva and shor, atraba, you have now restricted the pasuk only to shor.
Amarava. Tana ahayim kasamichle v'chlal uprat uchlal ka'amarle.
Oh. He was really working with a klal prat klal. He just didn't tell you the second klal, but we're going to tell it to you now. Your second klal is hayim. So therefore, learn the pasuk. Im maset mesu beyado hageneva, the stolen item, any item. Shor prat. End of the pasuk hayim. Hayim is any living item. Oh, so it's a klal, prat, klal. Oh, and what's the law of a klal, prat, klal? You include things that are similar to the prat. Ma, prat, meforash, stavah, that has a value to it, and so on and so forth. So to any item that's similar to a, sure, that's what that Rebbe Chizkiya's original kavanah was. He was going with a klal, prat, klal. Good? We just didn't know he was using hayim as the last klal. Okay? Well, he didn't tell it to you, but that's what he's doing. So Yomar Geneva Veshor. Perush with Hayim at the end. Huh? Okay. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? No good. V'halo dami klala batra leklala kama. The second klal is not similar to the first klal. What does that mean? It's not similar. Veshi. Right. The first word, geneva, means everything. Any stolen item. The second klal is hayim, which is mashma only living items. That's a funny klal, prat klal. The second klal is not dome to the first klal. It's mashma when you have a klal, prat klal, the klals have to be all-inclusive. Here, or similarly restrictive. Here, the first klal, geneva, everything. The second klal, hayim, only living I. So the Gemara is asking, could you do that in a klal prat klal, where your klals are not really shave?
So the Gemara says, Tana de Bidu Bishma'ilu, Dechi agavna darish klale ufrate.
Yeah, you could do it. According to Bishma'il, klal prat klal works even where the klals are different. Okay? V'hachi kakashin. Oh, now once you got the Braita's rule, it was a klal prat klal, let's review the whole Braita and see what Hizkiya was trying to teach you. Here we start. Oh, his question was, what do you need the first opening pasuk? Im him maseh temaseh means if you found in the Ganav's hand anything. anything. What do we mean maseh tamaseh? That, by the way, that's like another klal. Just say, geneva, shor, hayim. Klal, prat, klal, teaches me what? Any item that's similar to the prat, shor, and huadin, all things that are similar. What did you need the opening was? Im hemaseh tamaseh. Hemaseh tamaseh is also a sort of a klal. What do I need that for? That is thoughts. Yomar shor v'geneva v'chayim. Klal prat klal. V'akol b'chlal. Ilu kach hayti yomer ma prat mifurat v'rakrev l'gabe mizbeyach. Av kol l'krev l'gabe mizbeyach. That's why it said him baseh temaseh. To come and teach me not only items that are brought on the mizbeyach, but temaseh comes to include even things that are not krev on the mizbeyach. Oh, ma yesh lecha navi. See? So what are you coming to include when it says shor? Things that are krev on the mizbeyach. You're coming to include seh. כשהוא אומר זה, הרי זה אמור. אמר אני מקיים גניבה. Oh, so must be, what does גניבה? מחילה, what does גניבה? Come think, we'll go going back again. Start again. Well, again. כלל פרט כלל. גניבה, שור, חיים. Oh, only שור I'll say. Things that I can't give him is בעיה. Oh, כגון. הרי זה אמור. Oh, so must be גניבה is coming to include more things like what? The things that even... Not brought on the Mizbeah. Oh, so comes again what on says. Then I bought Kolavar. Yomar Geneva Veshor Vese. Vehayim, which is Klal Prat Klal. Vehakol Bechlal. And everything is included. Gemara says, Ilu Kach Eit Yomer Ma Prat Mifor Adavar Kadosh Bebechora. I was a Shor Se. These are things that are only Kadosh at. Things that are Kadosh when they are firstborn. Av Kol Adavar Kadosh Bebechora. What are you coming to include really then? Shor Se, things that are Kadosh Bebechora. What's an example that's coming to include? Hamor. מה יש לך להביא? חמור? כשהוא אומר חמור, הרי חמור אמור. אבל זה חמור זה פסוק. אמר, אני מקיים גניבה, so therefore, what's the כלל coming to include? לרבות כל דבר. יאמר גניבה, ושור, ושה, וחמור, וחיים. כלל פרט כלל, with the three items in the middle, והכל בכלל. אילו כך, הייתי אומר, מה פרט מפורש בא לחיים? I would say, oh, you know what, the common denominator between שור, חמור, שה, you know what the common denominator to all animals? אף כל בעלי חיים, מה יש לך להביא? שאר בעלי חיים? So what do you want to come and tell me? That the klal is coming to include other בעלי חיים? הרי כשהוא אומר חיים, הרי חיים אמור. It says the word חיים in the pasuk, which is including everything. אמרים מקיים גניבה לרבות כל דבר. Oh, so therefore everything is accounted for, except for what? ימצא תמצא. אם ימצא תמצא, למה לי? Once already I explained in the pasuk that everything is included, and I went systematically. Let's just speak at the style which has happened. It's a klal prat klal. Geneva, shor, hayim. Very good, I'm done. I should be done right there. No, I'm not done. Because I would say, shor is karev l'gavim ezbeah. So only things that are karev l'gavim ezbeah you pay kefil on. Oh, so can you give me an example, please, of shor, not only shor, but seh. Okay, it says seh. Oh, so if it says seh, so it must be geneva is coming to include something more than seh. Even things that are not kind of the mizbeach. And then the Gemara goes on and on and on to say, you know what? At the end of the day, you really need geneva, you need all the examples, right? And you need the word hayim. But then the Gemara's last question of the Braita Rabbi Chazkai is, what do you need im himmatzeh tematzeh then? Because that's also some sort of klal that's thrown in the beginning of the pasuk. So the Gemara says, Iyachi shapir kashelim. That's a good question, by the way. Which means, if that's the way you're learning the Braita, it is a good question. What is the answer to that question? What is Himatzeh Tematzeh, which is Nefesh Hizkiyah? You didn't answer that question. What indeed do you do with the words Himatzeh Tematzeh? What is that cloud coming to include? Mishum de'it le'pircha, because he can answer it. Meaning this cloud, prat cloud, really is not foolproof. There's a problem with it. Why? Because there's a pircha. לרבות כל דבר מאיך כמה הייתי ל... Where you coming to include all items מכלל בתרה from the second klal. What's the second klal? The word חיים. Let's go slow. If it would have just said klal prat, it's only the prat. Correct? So the second klal comes and expands. Right? If it was only a klal prat, it was only geneva and shor, for example. And shor. The חיים, the second pasuk, comes and you know, brings me more. So that's the Gemara's question. Gemara says, "Lerabot kol davar mehecha kamaiti la meklal batra." You're learning from the second klal, meaning from the word hayim. Klala gufe hayim ketiv be. Klal ufrat uchlal maika mehanile. Which means the word itself is hayim. The word itself is hayim. So the word itself is an inclusive word on its own that's coming to teach me ba'ale hayim. Continue the words of the Gemara, we'll read it in Rashi in a minute. Ila atuye kol davar. If it's coming to include all things, meaning that are monetary value and stuff like that, ha hayim ketiv. But the word is hayim. Ba'ale hayim in midi aharina lo. Meshumachi et tzarich im himaseh temaseh, to learn that's another klal that's coming to teach me everything. Which means, you wanted to teach me from the word hayim. Ad klal genera. Prat is, sure, say whatever it is. And then I got another klal is what? Hayim. To come and teach me not only shor and animal and stuff like that, huadin, all things. But the word that you're coming to include all things from says hayim. How could you include all things from the word itself that is just saying hayim? It goes back to our original problem. That klal is a funny type of klal. It's a klal that's a restrictive klal. Normally, a regular klal, prat klal, doesn't mean only things in the prat, things that are similar to the prat. Okay, very good. But from this second klal, hayim, how in the world could you come and include things that are similar to the prat, meaning, but not even ba'le hayim, meaning even things that are not ba'le hayim, when the word itself is hayim. The word itself is hayim. Look at Rashi, she gives us the depth of this question. It's the second line in Rashi. Kol davar. Right. Kol davar behecha maitila miklal batra. From the second klal. That's hayim. Klala gufa hayim ketiv. Kilomar. It's tarich im himatze tematze. You need the words im himatze tematze, by the way. The whole derasha really hinges on this extra klal of himatze tematze. You know why? The im megineva vehayim darasht. If your klaus or genevan hayim, you have a problem. Why? Ikal mifrach shar devarim mehecha maitit lehu. Where are you going to learn shar devarim from? Besides animals, mechlala batra, right? From the second klal of hayim, because right af kol klala gufe, but the klal itself hayim ketiv be. It says hayim, so you can't learn more things that are included more than the word itself that you're including it from. Whenever you learn a klal uprat uklal, af kol mechlala batra midrish. The second word is the inclusive word. I'll prove it to you. Because without the second word, you just have a klal prat. Klal prat is exclusive, limiting. It's the second cloud that comes and opens it up, right? As she says, "Dechlala kama lemeutehu deati debelav iu havi prat uchlal." Which is, let's say you didn't have the first cloud. Okay, let's say you didn't have the first cloud. All you would have is a prat and a cloud. He's giving you both sides of a cloud, prat cloud. If you didn't have the first cloud, you have a prat cloud. So it means the second cloud is inclusive because a prat cloud it's. Comes includes everything. The first klal prat restricts, and the second klal that she's just showing you includes. And he proves it to you. How? Let's look it outside. Klal prat klal. Let's say you didn't have the first klal. What would you have? You would have a prat klal. What's a prat klal? Everything. Right? So you see the second klal is everything. Oh, but now I have a klal in the beginning. Oh, so the klal would tell me klal prat restrictive. The second cloud comes and says, much more. But the problem is, how can you say much more than shor if the word itself that you're trying to include non-animals is animals? Hayim. This is not going to go. Oh, you know what? Forget about hayim. You're right. Good point. Work with himmatze tematze. That's one cloud. Geneva is another cloud. And shor and all those items are prats. Now that's a funny klal prat klal, because it's really a klal klal prat.
That's problematic. So the Gemara right away says,
the Gemara says, on the fourth line, Amre, actually, where's the Amre? Oh, so I'm just going to read it again. Top line again. Top line of the Gemara. Let's read it inside now. Shapir Kashile. According to this, now we have a good question on the Chizkiyat Zerasha. Mishum de'ite percha. Because we really have a problem on the Gemara's question. What are you going to do with him? Matzeh to matzeh. That's a good question. What do you do with him? Matzeh to matzeh. Oh, you know, I'll tell you what you do with it. Because you have a percha. Lerabot kol davar mehecha kamaykele. Where you're learning lerabot kol davar mechlal batra. From the second klal, meaning from the word hayim. Klala gufe hayim ketive. The word, the inclusive word is hayim. Klal ufrat uklal. Maika mahanile. Then what is the klal coming to include? Ila atuye kol davar hachayim ketiv. Ba le hayim in midya harin alo. And therefore, Mishumacha, it's tarik imim matzeh. That's why you needed imim matzeh, because the Hayim klal is not a good klal for us. But wait, Amre, the Hashne kedalot de semichi ahadadininu. What kind of klal pratal is it? We never heard a klal pratal like this. It's a klal, and then prats. How do you come and include everything? Amalavina keda Amre bema'arava. כל מקום שאתה מוצא שני כללות הסמוכים זה לזה, הטל פירת ביניהם ודונם בכלל ופרט, שדי שור בין המעשה לתמעשה. Which means, new rule, when you have two clouds next to each other and you got prats, take the prat and put it in between the two clouds. So it would be as if to say, ממעשה, תמעשה, שור, הגנבה. You can do that. Two clouds back to back to each other. Take the prats and put them in the middle. Oh, so now it says, La'atuyemai. So now, put short in there. So now the cloud, prat, cloud. And what's the cloud, prat, cloud teach me? Not only short, but things that are similar to short. Like what? Ba'le hayim? Gemara says, Mai, ila tuye ba'le hayim, mehayim nafka. The pasuk says hayim. That's one of the prats. Ella tuye davar she'en ba'ale hayim. Ella must be coming to include even things that are not ba'ale hayim. Because I don't need it to come in again. Hematzeh tematzeh klal. Shor, prat, geneva, klal. To teach me what? Not only shor, but all animals. I don't need it. It says hayim already. Also must be it's coming to include even things that are non-animals. Gemara says, "V'derosh hachi." And now Gemara will speak it out. Ma prat meforash davar metaltel v'gufo mamon. Just like the prat, what's the common denominator between the prat? It has intrinsic value, and it's a davar metaltel. It's a movable item like a shor. Af kol davar metaltel v'gufo mamon. Oh, the two. Now, once I did that with shor, shedi hamor ben himatzet to matzeh. Take the word hamor now and put it in the cloud prat cloud between himatzet to matzeh. La'atuye my to come and include what? Ila atuye davash em bale chayim. If it's coming to include things that are non bale chayim, mishon nafka. I know that already from Shor. Ela atuye davar mesuyam. Oh, it's coming to include things that have a siman. Only things that are identifiable are subject to the law of kefir. Iache selamali. Okay, but then what is the word seh coming to include? So Gemara concludes and says, Ela riba umi'et v'ribahu. We're working over here with a different style. Shall we go back to the process after all this? Sorry, it doesn't work with a cloud, plat, cloud. Because I can't justify all the words, shor, hamor, seh, I don't know what it's coming to include. Which means I got him matzeh. You want to tell me, put him matzeh? No problem. And you want to put the words shor and all that other words in between? Okay, two klalim next to each other. I just want to get clarity. What are the two klalim?
It says him matzeh.
Right. It sounds like from the Gemara, that's what just brought me up now.
Yeah.
Maybe I might have to explain this. It seems, we don't even need the word geneva now. The klals are himatzeh tematzeh. Himatzeh is one klal, and tematzeh is another klal. Because from the Lashon of Gemara's Mashma, shedi shor ben himatzeh le tematzeh.
So therefore, but it doesn't change anything. The point is, that's not two clauses now, by the way. Him matzeh, the matzeh. So again, just look what the Gemara did. I'm stopping it. Him matzeh, the matzeh. We have two clauses next to each other. We never heard this concept. Oh, don't worry, we heard it. The Bishmael tells us this all the time. Take the prats now, stick it right in between. Okay, so him matzeh, klal. Shor, prat, the matzeh, klal. Klal, prat, klal. Teaching me what? Not only shor, but what? Things similar to shor. Not what? Malahayim. But it says hayim already. It says hayim. Oh, so what is shor must be coming to include me? Even things that are non-malahayim. Beautiful. Then what is se coming to teach me? What is hamor coming to teach me? Non-malahayim? We know that already from shor. So then what is it coming to teach me? Oh, it's coming to teach me davar she'enu mesuyam. Which means it's got to be an item that has a siman on it, an identifiable item to pay kifl. Okay, good. And then what's the next word? What's seh coming to teach me? Well, we don't know. Oh, so you know what? Klal, prat, klal doesn't work. There are too many extra words. Therefore, we're going to have to go back to the drawing board to understand what exactly was the dirasha of the Rebbe. And all this is for what? Where is Geneva written in the Torah? This is all to go back to the original question. According to the opinion that said in the Braita, that what? Both Pesukim in Shemot, or Tumat Toin Ta'anat Ganav, how do you know Ganav from this Pasuk? Okay, what's the Dirashah about exactly? Because you got to show me a Pasuk of Geneva that's including all items. Okay, how? Klal Prat Klal, extra words. Klal Klal, put Prats in between, problematic. So the Gemara, going forward, is going to say, he wasn't working with a Klal Prat Klal at all, he was working with a new style of the Rasha called a ribuy and a mi'ut. What is a ribuy and a mi'ut? I don't know, we have to see on tomorrow's daf. It
says, Ela riba umi'et viribahu. So we're not working with a klal prat klal. We're working with a new style of the Rasha. The Rasha is called the ribuy, which is literally an inclusion, a mi'ut, an exclusion, and a ribuy. Now, it's worthy just to information to review how a ribuy mi'ut ribuy works. Throughout Shas we see this. Some rabbis learn klal prat klal, some rabbis learn ribuy mi'ut ribuy. Klal prat klal, I think we learned already that the klal prat klal comes to include things that are similar to the prat. The mechanics of a klal prat klal were, if it was just a klal prat, it would only include the prat. However, when you add the second klal, it comes to expand that not only the prat, but things that are similar to the prat. Whereas in a ribuy and a mi'ut, just different words, but it's the same concept. You have a ribuy, an inclusion, a mi'ut and a ribuy. So the way that works is as follows. On the ribuy mi'ut, we say that once the first ribuy is written, it includes everything. Ribuy includes everything. Mi'ut limits it to things that are similar to the prat. The second ribuy comes to include everything again. Which means, מאחר שהכלל הראשון ריבה הכל, בא הפרט למעט דברים שאינם דומים לו. And therefore, once already you put the second ריבוי, בכלל אחרון מרבה דברים שאינם דומים לפרט. שאלה דברים הדומים לפרט לא נתמעטו כלל. ודבריהם אין הפרט ממעט, אלא דבר אחר. Which means ribuy is everything. Mi'ut, things that are similar to the prat. Ribuy, everything. So therefore, once already you're telling me that the pesukim imimatzeh is a ribuy, timmaseh is also a ribuy, and then it says shor and hamor and seh and all that, that's a mi'ut. So it's coming to include all items to tell me what? Any item that a person steals, he is going to be hayav to pay Kefil. Kide tana the Rabbi Ishmael. Tana the Rabbi Ishmael. In the Torah is talking about the law of kosher fish or things that grow in the water. So for something to be kosher, it has to have a snapir v'kaskeset, fins and scales. So it says in the pasuk, I read your whole pasuk. Etze tochelu mikol asher b'mayim. I think it's in the water. Kol asher yoshlo snapir v'kaskeset b'mayim b'yamim u'banehalim. In the water, in the rivers, and in the streams. So the Gemara says b'mayim b'mayim shte pa'amim. You have the water b'mayim twice, and then you have yamim and nehalim, which are specifics. So Gemara says, "En ze klal uprat." It's not a klal uprat, because if it was a klal uprat, mayim would be klal, and then yamim nehalim would be a prat, and then mayim again would be a klal. So it would only come to include that you need snapir kaskeset in things that are similar to yamim and nehalim. However, the Gemara says, according to Mishmael, don't learn it in the klal prat klal, ela riba umi et v'riba riba kol. That it's coming to tell you not only in bodies of water that are similar to Yamim and Nehalim, but even bodies of water that are not similar. My Rabbe, Rabbe Kol Mile. What it comes to include? All islands. So Rashi gives you an example of what it came to include. Look at Rashi, Rabbi Ishmael. Rabbi Ishmael, Bamayim, Bamayim, Bet Pa'amim. ולא גרס כל מקום שנאמר במים, במים תוכלו. כל אשר במים, כל אשר יש לו ספיר וקסקסת במים. הועיל וכללים סמוכים מהם, since the mimes are next to each other, והפרט אינו ביניהם, אלא אחריהם, כתיב בימים ובנחלים, דמשהו, דימים ונחלים, הוא דבר אין ספיר וקסקסת. Only on streams and rivers, that's when you need ספיר וקסקסת. אבל שיחינו מערות, but let's say you have puddles of water in the shihin, in the ditches or in the caves, lo. En ze nidrash bichlal ufrat. De lo netrabe ela kena. But don't learn as a klal, but to only be doresh nidra similar to the prat. Ela beriba umi'et veriba. Vitrabe kol mile. Ela demi'et ma'ane demi'ute purta. Hada milta vetula. Exactly, demi'ut just excludes one case that is totally not similar to anything. Okay, and that's it. And the Gemara explains in another place, what is it coming to exclude? Maybe it's coming to exclude a puddle of some sort and things like that that have nothing, no connection to bodies of water. Also, now the Gemara comes along and says, Ihache kolani prate lamali. Back to the pasuk. You tell me it's a klai, it's a ribui. Timmatse is another ribui. And then you have shor, hamor, and sin, all these words. So what are these words coming to exclude them? Which is, if you're telling me that the ribu is coming to include everything, so what do you need shor, se, all these words that need to be defined? So the Gemara says, Yachi, if the pasuk is merbe hakol, what does it mean? It's ribu, yinimi u'it, and ribu, that's coming to include everything, all items pay kefil, kolani prate lamali, so what are the pratim for? Had lemi'ute karka, okay, one is coming to exclude karka. You don't pay careful if you still karka. Ve'had lemi'ute avadim. Avadim were compared to karka. Ve'had lemi'ute shtarot, that they themselves do not have intrinsic value. And what? Geneva ve'chayim. And the words geneva and chayim, which are in the pasuk, because we have nothing else to include. And we don't need that for a klal. But the klal already is himmatzeh, yim timmatzeh. So whatever was the word Ginevan Hayim coming to include? Lechderav, the Amar, Ahyeh lekeren, ke'en sheganav. Which means that if a person stole an animal and it got weakened, or let's say the price went down, he pays the principal at the time of the thief, at the thievery. You pay at the time of the theft. Which means the animal was worth $1,000, let's say. And then by the time he got to Beit Din and they caught up with the guy, the animal went down to 500. The keren payment, the principal payment that's paid by a ganav, is paid at the time what it was when he stole it. That's what they learned from those words. Good. So you have karka, avadim, shtarot. So comes and this item. Comes Gemara and says, good, so we answered a question, by the way. Our question was, according to Shita, it says, both pesukim, im לא ימסה גנב, או אם ימסה גנב. באותו פסוקים טובה טוען טענת גנב, the peskeful, how do you know ganav peskeful? So we really know from him, matzeh tematzeh ganav, from another pasuk, and then the pasuk says, shnai mishalem. So therefore we have a pasuk for ganav. So that Gemara goes back. Ulman de amar had be ganav, had be toren tanat ganav, ganav atzmo nafka le mi'im yimaseh ganav. Hai im him maseh tematzeh by darish be. So according to the opinion that learned, one pasuk is talking about ganav, and the other pasuk is talking about toren tanat ganav. What did he do with this pasuk? Matzeh tematzeh. Means it's open, it's available. Rav had a shita that said, Modeh b'knas, v'alakach ba'u edim, patur. A person that says, Modeh b'knas. Let's say he admits that he stole. Once you admit that he stole, you don't pay kefir. Because we have a law. Modeh b'knas, patur. But let's say he was Modeh b'knas, and said, you know what, I stole. So therefore he's patur. And then all of a sudden, edim showed up. And the Edim came and said, where does to find this guy stole? How do you know that a person is more debiklis? And then witnesses came, but since his admission came before the witnesses, that he's still going to be patur from paying the knas. How do we know that? So, good. So, Gemara Zedichtiv. Because it says in the pasuk, "Im him matzeh t'maseh," that what if it's found in his hand, the geneva, he pays double. So what do we learn from the double language, "Im matzeh t'maseh"? Im him matzeh be'edim. If let's say the way we found out that he has the geneva in his hand is through edim, then t'maseh be'dayanim. Then he goes to court, and the court will take out of him kefir. Prat n'marshia et atzmo. So him matzeh t'maseh. The only time you pay kefil is how? If he is found. How is he found to be a thief? Witnesses came. Oh, witnesses showed up to matzeh. Then you find yourself in betin. Then judges will extract from you kefil. To the exclusion of somebody that's marshia et atzmo. Somebody that incriminates himself, that when he comes along and says, I stole, so then already he is indeed going to be patur because of the deen, modeh biknas. Good. Gemara is going to say, Ulman de amar tarvayu bitu'en ta'anat ganav. Dehayim masit matzim mapikle le ganav atzmo, marshia atzmo minhalan. Now we're going to another rabbi. Shita that already uses him matzit to matzit for ganav atzmo. How did you know modeh biknas, marshiat atzmo? So it says, because the pasuk says, me'asher yershi'un Elohim. Another pasuk. It's in what? Shemot chabet pasuk chayet. It says, asher yershi'un Elohim yeshalem shenayim. It's masra only when the judges prove that he's an asha, meaning in betin alpi witnesses. Velo amarshia et atzmo, but not that somebody that incriminates himself. Good. Ulman de amar had beganav vehad betoen tanat ganav. Daiti le memaseh et maseh marshia et atzmo. Hay asher yershiun may darish be. You want to okay? Going back to the other rabbi. Going to the rabbi that says one is ganav and one is toen tanat ganav. Then he learns from the pasuk matzeh tematzeh, the deen of modeh biknas. What does he do with the pasuk of asher yershiun Elohim? That's extra. Amalak ahum mebe'ele lemodeh biknas de patur. That teaches me the regular deen of when he admits that he stole, that he's going to be patur. And therefore, him matzeh tematzeh must be coming to teach me an eret chidush. That not only where he admits, but if he admits and then edim show up, he's still patur. So we have two pesukim. Him matzeh tematzeh teaches me the big chidush. Yad shunulin teaches me stop. Only when edim incriminate you. When you incriminate yourself, indeed you're going to be patur. But I would have thought that maybe when you incriminate yourself, you're patur. But if witnesses are going to show up again, bottom line, once witnesses come up, you got to pay. Kamashmana, no. Once you incriminate yourself, even if witnesses show up thereafter, still you're going to be patur. Good. So comes the Gemara and says, Uman de amat tarvayu betoen ta'anat ganav. Kasabar, modeh biknas v'alakach ba'u edim hayav. Oh, and according to the opinion that says that both pesukim are b'to'en ta'anat ganav, and he learns modeh biknas patur from asher yershi'un Elohim, so he doesn't have an extra pasuk, he'll actually say that a person is modeh biknas, and then witnesses showed up,
after indeed is going to be hayav to pay. Now it's kedai just to understand this machloket. What's the logic? And one rabbi will say modeh b'knas, v'akach ba'oedim patur, and one rabbi says hayav. So mefarshim you explain over here. Bederech klal, generally speaking, a person is ne'eman to say that what? He owes money. There's nobody better than him. Right? If I come along and say, yes, I owe $100, that's the best testimony. However, when it comes to hayuv knas, since knas is an onish of mamon, it's a punishment, a person is not ne'eman to say that he is guilty of a punishment. He's the iman to incriminate himself to pay money, but to say that he's hayav, guilty, that he has an onish of some sort, he is not the iman. Therefore, modeh, when a guy's modeh that he is a ganab, he doesn't pay only the keren, which is the hayuv mamon, and not the kefen. En adam the iman the hayev et atzmo, keshem she'enu the iman the hayev atzmo onish aguf, kigon mita. Guy's not the iman, I killed somebody. They're not the iman on that, to be hayav mita. So similarly, when a guy says, I stole, you're ne'eman legabeh the kedin, but you're not ne'eman legabeh the onish of kefir. Lefikach, ha-modeh she-ganav enu mishlem ela kedin. However, melvad zot, rav sum she-modeh b'knas patur, en perusho rav, rak she-enu mitchayev knas al pi atzmo, ela she-etzmo da poteret oto. See, the big way of, the different way of learning. Not only that, you can't obligate me. Because if you learn like that, you can't obligate me, but if witnesses will show up, they'll obligate you. But if you say no, once already you admitted the crime, you're off the hook for the kefir. So therefore it's not going to make a difference if the witnesses show up. So it's the mechanics of how a modeh works. If you say modeh biknas is the pshat, your hoda'ah cannot mechayev you kefir. Your hoda'ah can only mechayev you principle. Just like, because my principle is mamon, I owe you. So just like I'm saying, I owe you $100, I'm believed. To say that I stole and I owe you a kedin, I'm believed. But you're not believed to get a kefir, that's an onish. Oh, so according to that, but if witnesses will show up after, they can mechayev you the kefir. That would be more debiknas, v'hakach ba'u edim, hayav. But the Rav holds, no, the hoda'ah works more than that. That not only does it poter me from, not only does it say that I don't have to pay the kefir, but I'm patur from the kefir. My etzim hoda'ah says that's all you have to pay. Now, since you beat the witnesses, so if the witnesses come along and claim that the guy stole, too late. My admission is poter me from paying the kefir in totality. So then we have a machloka now. A fantastic machloka in the two tana'im. How to learn? Modeh b'knas v'hakach ba'u edim hayav or patur. Comes the Gemara and says, Ulman de'amar. Had be'ganav, had be'tohen ta'anat ganav de'nav kadeh ganav me'atam. According to the opinion that said what? One is talking about ganav, pasukim earlier. And one is talking about tohentanat ganav. So ganav, tohentanat ganav. Ganav mehatam. Ganomad, the amar had be ganav. The habit tohentanat ganav. The nafkale ganav mehatam. From imimatse, imatse ha ganav. Bishlama imimatse temmatse lichtabaraba bar ahilai. You told me already that what do I do with him matzeh to matzeh? I use it from the Hadush of Rabbah Bar Ahilai that teaches me what? That modeh b'knas v'hakach ba'u edim, patur. Aval kolhani pirateh lamali. Where do I need all the piratim? Shor, hamor, seh? Let me review that question to you. We said we have one opinion that says two pesukim. One is ganav, one is tohentana ganav. Phenomenal. So ganav I know already from another pasuk. Oh, what do I do with him? Matzeh tematzeh. Oh, matzeh tematzeh. It's a different hadush. That teaches me Rabbah bar Ahilai's hadush. That what? Modeh b'knas v'akach ba'u edim patur. Beautiful. But then what are all these pratim? Matzeh tematzeh b'yado geneva mishor ad hamor ad se. Those pratim now, if you're not learning ganav, if it's not teaching me a regular din of modeh b'knas patur v'akach ba'u edim patur, what are these pratim? If you're learning it's ganav, good. So all the pratim are teaching me. Prat the karka, prat to this, prat to that, and they don't have to pay kefir. But if you're learning Islam, then instead of you talking about ganav, it's talking about a need modeh b'knas, talking about ID. So what are these pratim in the pasuk of himatzeh tematzeh? Gemara says, oh, k'detana deber b'Yishmael, detana deber b'Yishmael, kol parasha she'ne'emra, v'nishnit, lo nishnit, ela ledavar she'netchadesh ba'ah. Which means, we have hadush. Pesukim that are redundant in the Torah,
Rabbi Yishmael says, the redundancy is only for the item that was netadish, for the novelty. Which means you don't have to learn every single word again. Now I have a pasuk, im matzeh te matzeh biyadua geneva. Oh, is that talking about a regular ganav? No, I have a pasuk already for a ganav. So I don't need that pasuk for ganav. Also, what is it talking about? It's talking about a hadush of modeh b'knas, v'akach v'au edim, that I'm going to be patur. Oh, that erased the hadush. Aye, but it says shor, say, shor lema'et karka, and this to ma'et, the other thing, you know. Oh, it's repetitive. But so long as we have a hadush in the pasuk, I'm not worried about the extra piratim that were repeated. Again, you had a pasuk of ganav, right? That's over there, somewhere else, ganav. Oh, so here I said to him, I said, what do you do with it? Oh, that's not talking about ganav, because I have a pasuk for ganav already. Oh, you know what that pasuk is talking about? To'eh, no, it's talking about modeh b'knas, v'agabah o'edim. By the way, it's a big hadush. To tell me that you're patur? Oh, but what is all the piratim? Shor, say, hamo. And don't tell me it's coming to exclude karka and all that stuff. I have another pasuk for that. You're right. But once already you added the extra chidush to the new pasuk, it can repeat all the other pratim, even though we have them already. So I mean, if the pasuk was totally superfluous, we'd be in trouble. Once already there's an added chidush to imi matzeh to matzeh, then already the pratim are repeated for the davar shirat hadesh, but even though there is no tzorech, that's the chidush, even though there is no, there's no need. Look at Ashi in the bottom, shirat hadesh ba. All the way at the bottom. Actually, go to the one before that so we can see some of the she's inside. Kol hani prate lamali idem me'ute karkaot v'abadi v'shtarot keda amran ha'emetudu lahanek mahanek prate dektivi ba'al kodeva pesha. We learned already those me'utim from another pasuk. Shereth hadesh ba'im imatzeh ba'idim temetzeh b'dayanim prate modeh b'knas. Very good. Comes the Gemara and says ve'ema ganav atzmo b'shvu'a. Oh, maybe I'll tell you that what? That a ganav atzmo, a regular ganav, you only pay kefil if he indeed made a shivua. Why would I think that? Bar nashi. Vema ganav atzmo, lo yishrem kiv ad shishva l'shikir. Hu'il u'mikra'ed dil'el nafkalan ganav atzmo. Since we learned from the pisukim above, one pasuk says im yimatzeh ganav. One pasuk says im lo yimatzeh ganav. So we said im yimatzeh ganav is talking about a case we actually found the ganav himself. That's talking about a case of geneva. So it says what he has to pay shnayim yishalim. How do you know? Maybe that pasuk, which is right after v'nikra ba'alabayt le'elohim, says right after that, and the ba'alabayt will go to the judge, and it's mashma that it's talking about that the criminal is going to have to make a shivua. Now, we understand that that's talking about Tu'en Ta'anat Ganav, which means when a guy claims, I'm a Shomer, I claim, the guy says, hey, where's my item? I got stolen. What's the deen? I have to swear. If I swear that it got stolen, and I'm found out to be the thief myself, that's Tu'en Ta'anat Ganav, I have to pay kefil. That we all agree. Tu'en Ta'anat Ganav is to make a shivua. But how do you know that the pasuk that's talking about Ganav also doesn't subject him to a shivua? Maybe a regular ganav. Well, he gets caught. Maybe he has to swear, I didn't take it. Right? And then he's found, he did take it. And already he has to pay. But maybe if he doesn't make a shivua, maybe he doesn't have to pay kefir. Gemara says, lo salkadatach. I would never think such a thing. Netanya Rabbi Yaakov Omer, shenayim yishalem. It says, im matzeh tematzeh, shenayim yishalem, shelo b'shvua. Even without a shivua. Ata omer shelo b'shvua, o enu ela b'shvua. Who says? Maybe it is with a shivua. So it says, amarta lo kach haya. It's not so. Gemara says, my lo kach haya. What does that mean? It's impossible. Can't be. Amar abaye lo lichtov rachmana shnayim yishalem beganav veliti bekav vachomer metoen ta'anat ganav. Uma toen ta'anat ganav? Tebetera tali yadeh amar kanal yishalem tere ganav atzmo debesura tali yadeh lo kol sheken lashnayim yishalem lichtov rachmana beganav atzmo lamali tafilu shelo b'shvua. Very good. The Gemara says, why did I have to say that a ganav pays shnayim? Ganav pays kefil. Why do you have to tell me that? Can't I learn that from a kav v'chomer from Tu'en Ta'anat Ganav? And say, Uma Tu'en Ta'anat Ganav, that the item came to his hands legally. I'm a shomer. It came to my hands legally. And still what? When I get caught stealing,
I have to pay too. Certainly when a ganav, that the item came to his hands illegally, certainly he has to pay shnayim. So why does the Torah write shnayim yishalem by ganav? It's a kavah omer. You know, the answer is to teach me that the shnayim that he pays is even without a shivua. He has to pay it automatically. Once he gets caught, he has to pay it. Where is to enter? So I cannot learn a kavah omer, because ganav is worse. Ganav himself pays off the bat even without a shivua, because otherwise, what did you need to tell me shnayim by ganav? Think for a second. Shnayim is for what purpose? Oh, to tell me that you pay double, or you're ganav, you get caught, you pay double. What do you mean? Of course. If to enta not ganav, what's that case? I'm a shomer. This item, it came to my hands legally? Yes. I'm not a bad guy. And that guy became a bad guy after. If that guy has to pay two, certainly the guy that when it came to his hand, he was a thief from the inception, certainly has to pay shnayim. What are the pasuk for? Ah, to tell me why. Afilu shelo. Even without a swear. Oh, ve'ayim in masela achiyu de'ata. The Torah comes along and says, oh, the pasuk of him matzeh, that you're telling me why, that the shnayim mishalim of that pasuk is coming to teach you even shalom bishmu'ah. Is that what it's coming to teach me? Ha'mev'ele lichtetanya. It says in the pasuk yado, that if a person found, if the geneva was found in his hand, eni ela yado, gago, hatzero, karfifo minayin. How do I know if the geneva was found in any other area? Not only his hand, but his roof, his hatzer, his courtyard, or karfifo is like his porch. Minayin. How do I know that he's chayav as well? Tamudomari him maseh to maseh mikol makom. If the geneva is found anywhere, not only in his hand. So if I need this pasuk already to teach me the deen of him matzeh to matzeh, no matter where it is found. So how are you using it for the derasha of either one? Which means, right, which means we learned already, let's go back. Him matzeh to matzeh either is a ribui mi'ut, according to one rabbi, that's coming to learn, teach us the deen of geneva, the itzim deen of geneva, or him matzeh is coming to teach me the deen of rava bar hanilai, that teaches me what? Modeh b'knas, v'agach ba'o edin, patur. Either way, him matzeh to matzeh is used. But what do you mean? We use it for something else. To teach me no matter where you find it. Ben b'yado, ben b'gago, ben b'karkfifo, any property that you find the geneva on of the ganav, he's chayav. So he says, Tamud Amar, himatzeh, v'zeh mikol makom. Yukem ne makra, o himatzeh, himatzeh, o timatzeh, timatzeh. Medeshani kerash, ma'mina, darte. Because if the Torah was only teaching me one kadush, it would have said the same word twice. Himatzeh, himatzeh, o timatzeh, timatzeh. From the fact that it says, himatzeh, timatzeh, I can learn two hadushim. Number one, either ganav, ribui, mi'ut, whatever I learned above, and the hadush of no matter where it is found. Or the hadush of modeh b'knas al gubah v'din, patur, and the eret hadush of no matter where it is found. So therefore, basically what comes out of this sugya, after the whole thing, what do we take in our pocket? Ganav pays kefil. Okay? Even without a shivua. To'en ta'anat ganav pays kefil only with the shivua. If he was modeh b'knas, he admitted it, everybody agrees, he is going to be patur from kefil. We have a mahloket, if modeh b'knas v'akach ba'u edim, one shita is going to say, still patur, that's rav, and the other shita says, no, modeh b'knas v'akach ba'u edim, the edim rehash the kefil, and he's going to have to pay. There are some exemptions that the kefil rule does not apply to. The exemptions are, number one, karka. If a person steals karka, there is no kefil payment. There's another exemption in shtarot, that they themselves do not have intrinsic value. Also, we actually learned above, davar she'eno mesuyam. You have to throw that back into the mix. Something that is not identifiable, that does not have, let's say, simmanim on it. What was the other item that we said? Correct. And the eved, which is ukash lekarka. Good, so those items we learn in our mind, no kefil on these things. Last but not least, from the sugya we take out, different styles of derashot. Let's just review quickly the styles of derashot, just so we have the clarity. These are important to know.
We had a klal prat klal. And in the sugya of klal prat klal, we mentioned klal prat and prat klal as well. Let's review those three items, how they work. Klal prat klal, the generality, a prat and a klal. The way this works is, it's coming to include things that are similar to the prat. The mechanics of it is like this. Klal is coming to include everything. The prat, right away, limits it to things that are the prat itself. Klal prat alone. Klal prat is only the prat. Understand how klal prat works? Only the prat. What does the second klal do? Expands it. Not only the prat, but things that are similar to the prat. Beautiful. How would a prat klal work? If you had the prat first, then the klal. Prat klal, riba akol. Prat klal comes, includes everything. A ribui mi'ut ribui comes to include things not only that are similar to the prat, but things that are even not similar. The prat only excludes things that are way out. How would a... That's it. Those are the principles. So klal prat klal ke'ena prat, klal prat raka prat, prat klal hakol, ribui mi'ut ribui, riba hakol.